What a beautiful picture of the work of Christ in the saving of sinners. He is pictured as going into the marketplace, paying the necessary price to purchase us, and bringing us out to be forever free. That is shouting ground for a Christian. The Bible concept of redemption is to rescue from bondage and set free by the payment of a price. So we're investigating New Testament words which make that meaning clear to our finite understanding. The first word we examined was the Greek word lutron, which emphasized the idea of setting free. And it answered the question, what is the meaning of redemption? The basic meaning is to set free one who has been the property of another. The second word we examined was agorazo, and it emphasized the idea of buying in the marketplace. The idea is to set free by the payment of a price. And there we found the answer to the question, how is redemption accomplished? We saw the price paid for the redemption of sinners is nothing less than the blood of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Now, we come to the third word used in the Greek text of the New Testament to show redemption. The word is exagorazo, and it carries the idea of buying out so there would be no return to the former condition of bondage. The third word for redemption is to be found in Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangs on a tree. Now the meaning is, Christ has bought us out from under the curse of the law with the intention that we should never enter under that curse again. What a beautiful picture of the work of Christ in the saving of sinners. He is pictured as going into the marketplace, paying the necessary price to purchase us, and bringing us out to be forever free. That is shouting ground for a Christian. We can understand better the wonder of it all if we think of it against the social background of New Testament times. When Paul wrote Galatians 3:13, slavery was common throughout the Roman Empire. In fact, some have estimated there were more slaves than free men in the empire in those days. Now, God never approved of that cruel institution of slavery, and yet he used it to illustrate a spiritual truth. A slave owner could buy and sell his slaves at his will. He might buy a person to be a slave when the worker was young and then sell him off if his health broke or if the worker became infirm. The buying and selling of slaves was such a common event in the Roman Empire that there were markets where people were sold and bought every day of the week. Now, redemption means that God buys sinners out of their slavery to sin. He buys them at the great cost of the lifeblood of his own divine Son. The purpose of his buying sinners is that they might no longer be bond slaves to Satan in the realm of sin, but the children to God in the kingdom of righteousness. Once the redemption price was paid for a slave, the previous owner had no more control over him. And once God has paid the redemption price for sinners and effected their salvation through repentance and faith, the devil has no further claim or power over them. Then God went one step further in his revelation. He used the word for redeem, which means to buy out of slavery so as never to return to slavery again. Paul said that's what Jesus has done for those who trust him. He has so completely delivered us from the curse of sin through the law that we will never enter under that curse again forever. Now that's the meaning of Romans 8, where we read, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of the sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No condemnation. God has delivered from all bondage in Jesus Christ. The redemption price is paid. The deliverance is accomplished. There is no danger of returning to the possession or control of the former master in sin. Now consider that truth in the light of Jesus' words recorded in John chapter 10, verses 28 to 30. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Think about that statement. God claims personal ownership of each one who is His through faith in Jesus Christ. God manifests His relationship and ownership by giving to each one eternal life. He further declares His intention in them by the declaration that they shall never perish. He enforces His intention by holding His own dear children in His hand, from which no power is able to pluck them. What Jesus intends for those whom He redeems by His blood is the same as what the Father intends for them, for He and the Father are one. I like that kind of teaching. What blessed assurance and peace it gives to know that I belong to God forever and ever. His redemption guarantees it so. P.P. Bliss expressed the truth in these words of a grand old hymn. Now we are free, there's no condemnation. Jesus provides a perfect salvation. Come unto me, oh, hear His sweet call. Come and He saves us once for all. Once for all, oh, sinner, receive it. Once for all, oh, brother, believe it. Cling to the cross, the burden will fall. Christ has redeemed us once for all. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 and 12 is a good passage of assurance to memorize. It reads, But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Do you hear it? He's not only retained redemption, purchased by the payment of price to set us free, He has obtained eternal redemption. His purchase price is eternally effective. When we are freed from sin, we'll never again return to its bondage. We are set free to be eternally free in Christ. We're not only purchased, we're purchased out, and freedom is forever assured. Now, such an act of redemption is beyond our comprehension. We can only say, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Father, thank You for a salvation that is neither incomplete or temporary, but is effective and eternal to those who believe. Grant that the understanding of the benefits of Your redemptive work may encourage the believers today and may lead sinners to Jesus Christ through repentance and faith. For Jesus' sake, amen.